2 Kings chapter 14 verses 1 to 6 and 2 Chronicles chapter 25 verses 1 to 4. We now come to the reign of Amaziah, king of Judah. And this is what we read. I'll concentrate on the 2 Kings passage, the 2 Kings 14, 1 to 6. This is how we read of Amaziah's reign, how it begins. In the second year of Jehoash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel, Amaziah, son of Joash, king of Judah, began to reign. Remember, Joash was a wicked king. He had started well, but he had gone downhill badly. He'd gone astray dreadfully. Amaziah was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem for 29 years. His mother's name was Jehoadin. She was from Jerusalem. And then we have this testimony of the historian, speaking surely in the name of God. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. So it seems we may put a good mark against Amaziah, at least in this respect. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. Well, if that's all that can be said about him, that is a tremendous testimony. But there's a but. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, but not as his father David had done. He wasn't completely devoted. He went some of the way. He did some of the things he should have done. He was the man in some respects that he ought to have been. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, but not as wholeheartedly and devotedly as his father David had done. In everything, he followed the example of his father Joash. Well, Joash had started well, but he went dreadfully astray. So this shows that Amaziah, too, is a bit like father, like son. There's a mixed reign here, and this mixed reign has now begun. There's good points to it. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, but not wholeheartedly, and then Joash comes into the picture. The high places, however, so again, the Joash aspect must be speaking something good, because part of Joash's reign was good. But even so, verse 4, the high places, however, were not removed. The people continued to offer sacrifices and burn incense there. These bats do spoil things, don't they? It's the little flies that spoil the ointment. Dead flies, not dead camels, as Spurgeon said. It's the little foxes that spoil the vines. There are things that mar this testimony. God deliver us, brother and sister, from these appalling bats. Yes, he's devoted to the Lord, but yes, she follows the Lord, but oh, God deliver us from such bats. May we be wholeheartedly given up to the Lord. Who is on the Lord's side? Who for him will go? Who will stand with and for Christ? Who will be wholeheartedly devoted to the Lord? Well, let's move on. Verse 5. After the kingdom was firmly in his grasp, Amaziah executed the officials who had murdered his father, the king. He took vengeance upon them. They had murdered his father. Now we're in the days of the old covenant here. Kings, nations, putting to death. These are the weapons, these are the methods of the old covenant. But even here he was restrained. There is good in this man. Yet Amaziah did not put the sons of the assassins to death in accordance with what is written in the book of the law of Moses. So he's going back to Moses, praise God. He's going back to the covenant. He's going back to the law. These are good marks. Yeah, there was some buts about not being wholehearted, but there's this but. He is positively going back to the law of Moses, where the Lord commanded, fathers shall not be put to death for their children, nor children put to death for their fathers. Each is to die for his own sins, quoting Deuteronomy 24, verse 16. I say again, this is the old covenant. But here he is, in the terms of the old covenant, scriptural, going back to Moses. He didn't go back to David wholeheartedly, but he did go back to Moses, at least in this respect. So it's a mixed reign. how it will go on, how he will develop, we shall have to read and see. He seems to be wavering here. He's not clear to me yet. The testimony is not clear. There's good, there's bad, there's not so good, there's mixed, there's commendable things and so on. I suppose we're all mixed, but oh, may God give us grace to be wholeheartedly given up to Christ, devoted to him. That's how I feel about this. I don't want to be an Amaziah, half and half, tepid, cold, indifferent. I don't want to be a Laodicean, neither hot nor cold. I really want to be hot for Christ. I don't want to be cold, but I want to be decided for him and open and honest. Which way will he go? Which way will you go today, brother, sister? Which way will I go? Will this day be spent to the glory of God, the praise of his name, openly standing for Christ? No ifs or buts or maybes, scriptural in all we do, seeking to obey the mind of the Lord, the law of Christ written in our hearts, the Spirit enabling us to work for Christ and live for him, and showing by our lives that we commend Christ. May it be so. By the fruits of our lives, may men know that we belong to Christ. May we be out and out for Christ, 100%ers, for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.